Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Mark, beginning in the 6th chapter at the first verse. Jesus came to his hometown and his disciples followed him there. And on the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astounded and they said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Jose, and Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us as well?" And they took offense at him. And then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their own hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. And then he went among many villages teaching. And he called the 12 and he began to send them out two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that place. And if any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." And so they went out and proclaimed that all should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we all have hometowns. For many people, of course, right here in the Quad Cities is their hometown. For myself, I grew up in Springfield, Illinois. Hometowns, of course, are the place we grew up. Our families often reside there. We receive an education in our hometown. Most importantly, our hometown is the place we grew to adulthood and we became the person we are today. Some of the best things about a hometown are, well, it's comfortable, familiar, stable, among other things. But then some of the most difficult things about a hometown are, it's comfortable, it's familiar, and it's stable. Hometowns should be a place of, we would like to hope, where we are known. Often, however, the hometown may be a place where people only know about us when we were that high or growing up. They may not know that we've become the person, the adult we are today. And what we read in our gospel for this Sunday is that Jesus returns to his hometown, Nazareth. And the Gospel of Mark describes the return of Jesus to his hometown. And Mark mentions the visit in this way. He says, Jesus left that place and came to his hometown. The first thing we need to recognize is that this is more than just a physical movement of a journey going from one place to another place. That place and hometown are not so much geographical locations in our gospel as they are a way in which we see and understand who Jesus is, how we either recognize or fail to recognize him as the one sent by God to redeem us. That place is not just a physical location. It's the place of miracles, the place where Christ calmed the sea, freed the demoniac of his demons, healed the hemorrhaging woman, and raised to life the dead daughter of Jairus. That place where Jesus was is the place of transcendence, the place that dazzles and impresses us by what God accomplished. And so it always seems pretty easy to trust Jesus of that place, that over there somewhere. After all, we can point to evidence and see the results we've read about in the Bible. Our prayers sometimes demonstrate an almost exclusive understanding of Jesus in terms of that place where he was out there. As we pray for cancer to be healed, an addiction to be broken, behavior to be changed, a marriage to be fixed, or even a parking place to appear. If we prefer Jesus to stay in that place, not too near us. But you know what? He doesn't stay over there. After all, we can point to evidence and results we read about in the Bible. Our prayers sometimes demonstrate an almost exclusive understanding of Jesus in terms of that place. As we pray for cancer to be healed, the addiction to be broken, behavior to be changed, a marriage to be fixed. I sometimes wonder if we prefer Jesus to stay someplace away from us. But he comes to us. Hometown, on the other hand, is not just a city. It refers to more than Nazareth. If that place where Jesus was is one of transcendence, where we see him in a distance, then hometown is the place of his eminence and his intimate presence. Hometown may be the place of excessive familiarity, comfort, and stability. It's the place where life is ordinary, routine, mundane. One day is like another, and nothing much ever changes. Hometown is, as Jesus experienced, the place where everyone knows your name and they know everything about you. But the people do not necessarily know the real Jesus. It's the place in which everyone is so close they can become closed to who he has become. So the townspeople can say to Jesus, "We know all about you. You're the carpenter, Mary's son. And by the way, we know about Mary, and we know about that angel story. We know your brothers, and we know your sisters who are right here with us." And of course, they're right. They know the facts about Jesus, but they do not really know the truth about him. And truth is more than simple facts. And Jesus is amazed at their unbelief, at the unbelief of the truth that he brings to them. I cannot help but wonder if he's not also amazed at their unbelief in themselves. Because in some way, when we reject Christ, when we fail to recognize him, we're rejecting him in us. It's a failure to recognize our true self, to see ourselves as a reflection of him. And so beneath their words, there are some unspoken assumptions. The people of Nazareth believe God's Holy One couldn't possibly come from their own midst, right there in Nazareth. Really? Heck, he's a carpenter, the son of Mary. He's just like us. How could he be more than that? Surely that which is holiest and closest to God cannot rise out of that which is most familiar and closest to us. The assumptions of people in Nazareth clearly are wrong. Despite their failure to recognize who Jesus is and their denials that God is with them in their midst and among them, Christ continues to come back to that hometown, despite the fact that when he gets there, he faces rejection. We learn the most difficult place for God to reveal himself is that place which is most closest to us and most familiar to us. In other words, we'll call it in our own hometown. And we all have Nazareth. We all have our hometowns. What do we mean by that? We mean that that's where our attitudes, beliefs, prejudices, and patterns of thinking, habits of behavior, and ways of seeing and relating to each other and ourselves, those things are what symbolize our hometown. And why is that? Well, all these things help make life predictable. And we like predictable. We like safe. We like familiar. We like what's comfortable to us. And of course, there's nothing wrong with these things. But too often we box ourselves in. And what happens is, that leads to blindness, deaf ears, closed minds, and hardened hearts. We fail to see the Christ in our midst. We fail to see God working among us now because we shut out a lot just to preserve the hometown around us. The tragedy of life in Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus, is that we too easily lose the sense of mystery, wonder, awe, and sacredness, not only in the people and events with which we are closest and most familiar, but also in ourselves. We've become too comfortable, too familiar, and too secure. We are often unable to recognize the fact that Christ stands with us and among us. Christ is always coming into our hometown, and when he comes, he speaks words of wisdom. He does deeds of power. He offers more than we could ever imagine. So maybe we should stop looking for him in other places, out there somewhere, and instead look to the people, relationship, events, and circumstances of life that are actually closest to us, that occupy our time and command our attention. Now, you will read in the gospel today that the story of Jesus in Nazareth doesn't end with the denial of who he has become and what he can do. Instead, we read that he went out among other villages to preach and teach. And he sends the disciples out two by two, and he gives them power over unclean spirits. He says they are to go to a home and stay there during their journey and ministry. And if they are welcomed into the home, we'll stay there, and if not, well, leave. And finally, we read that as a result of this journey, the disciples cast out demons, and they anoint with oil people that were sick. And they healed many others. Rejection by people in a hometown or on a journey is never the end of the story. Jesus doesn't just throw up his hand and say, well, nobody here will listen to me, and go off. Jesus continues to preach the news of the kingdom of God. His disciples continue their ministry. God's desire to redeem humanity is not going to come to an end. It's not going to be frustrated. Nothing will stop God's good intention for us. Nothing will circumvent his purpose. You've probably read, as I have read, reports that indicate fewer people attend church today and serve as disciples of Jesus Christ. We know that because we can see the pews right here that are empty. We know what it's like to see empty pews on Sunday morning. And so it's like Nazareth all over again. Christ comes to our community, and people doubt him, they walk away. Today, we ought to be like the 12 disciples. Rejection of the gospel that we live and speak doesn't stop us. Christ calls us and he sends each of us to proclaim the good news. And we know, as a matter of experience, that there's going to be rejection. But we continue that mission and work we have been given. So God sends you and me out today to proclaim that Christ is among us and calls us to accept him as God's chosen one. So rejoice and be glad for our ministry here together. God is walking with us. Christ is present to us, and we serve that greater purpose. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.